behalf of the Australian Government and the Australian people, it is my great honour to welcome His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI to Sydney, Australia, for this World Youth Day.
We welcome you among us as a man of faith and prayer, a man of learning, and a famous teacher who for decades has entered into dialogue with the other voices of our pluralist democracies.
As he arrives, we, the young people of the world, welcome to World Youth Day 2008, His Holiness Pope Benedict the 16th!
As you heard there, Pope Benedict on Thursday was officially welcomed to Sydney by Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, by the city's Cardinal George Pell, and by thousands of young pilgrims attending World Youth Day 2008. The Pope actually arrived in Sydney on Sunday, but spent a few days resting at a study centre outside the city until Wednesday evening. On Thursday morning, he received a 21-gun salute as he met with both the Prime Minister and Governor-General outside the elegant Gothic Government House, before boarding a special cruise ship that took him around the harbour for a colourful ceremony with tens of thousands of young pilgrims gathered on the quayside for the World Youth Day celebrations. Aboriginal leaders were also on hand to welcome the Pope with their traditional music and dancing, showing him something of the native culture and way of life which first took root in Australia some 40,000 years ago. In his address to Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, Pope Benedict paid tribute to the ancient heritage of these indigenous people, and he praised the recent decision of the Australian government to apologise publicly for the devastation and injustices committed by the white settlers against the Aboriginal people.
The ancient heritage forms an essential part of the cultural landscape of modern Australia. Thanks to the Australian government's courageous decision to acknowledge the injustices committed against Indigenous people in the past, concrete steps are now being taken to achieve reconciliation based on mutual respect. Rightly, you are seeking to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians regarding life expectancy, educational achievement, and economic opportunity.
Sufferings endured by the original inhabitants of Australia were a recurring theme on Pope Benedict's first full day of activities in Sydney. Aboriginal elders wearing animal skins and painted faces welcomed the Pope as he prepared to board the boat waiting to take him around Sydney Bay, past the famous Opera House and into Barangaroo Harbour, where tens of thousands of young pilgrims had gathered for a colourful and festive welcome ceremony. Again, at the start of that celebration, the Pope acknowledged the injustices they suffered and the need for healing amongst all the citizens of Australia today.
I am deeply moved to stand on your land, knowing the suffering and injustices it has borne, but aware too of the healing and hope that are now at work, rightly bringing pride to all Australian citizens. To the young Indigenous, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islanders and the Tokelauans, I express my thanks for a stirring welcome through you as and heartfelt greetings to your peoples.
Gazing out at the multicoloured flags and multicultural crowds gathered before him, Pope Benedict said this World Youth Day offers a vibrant image of the universal church, urging these young people to reject the false idols of a greedy and exploitative consumer society. The Pope called on all his listeners to turn to Christ, the way, the truth and the life.
The variety of nations and cultures from which you hail shows that indeed Christ's good news is for everyone. It has reached the ends of the earth. Yet I know, too, that a good number of you are still seeking a spiritual homeland. Some of you most welcome among us are not Catholic or Christian. To you, I wish to offer encouragement. Step forward into Christ's loving embrace. Recognize the Church as your home. No one need remain on the outside, for from the day of Pentecost, the Church has been one and universal.
Pope Benedict there addressing thousands of young pilgrims gathered for a welcome ceremony in Sydney Harbour on Thursday. Sean Patrick Lovett is travelling with Pope Benedict on this, his ninth journey abroad. He sends more details now on the spectacular setting and the Pope's message at that meeting.
The trouble is, it's just so drop-dead gorgeous. The city of Sydney, I mean. So watching the welcome ceremony on Thursday afternoon was like looking at a series of picture postcards strung together in sequence. The papal boatercade gliding its way through Sydney Harbour from Rose Bay to Barangaroo, beneath the iconic Harbour Bridge and past the sculpturesque Opera House, the glittering city skyline in the distance. The multicoloured tapestry of young people waving and cheering from the shore. The Pope himself chatting amicably with the lucky few who were privileged to sail along with him. The flags of 170 nations giving added significance to the world dimension of World Youth Day. Greeted by Aboriginal elders and young Indigenous Australians as spiritual father rather than colonial invader, among the first sounds the Pope heard on his arrival, aside from the yelling and screaming, that is, were the voices of a children's choir singing Tu es Petrus in the Gadigal language of the Sydney area. There were other signs, too, that this is a World Youth Day with strong Oceania overtones. The symbolic procession of the gospel carried to the Pope inside a carved miniature canoe in a reenactment of how the good news was brought by the first Christian missionaries to the islands of Tokelau. Constant references by both Cardinal Pell and the Pope in their discourses to the indigenous peoples, and the prominence given to Aboriginal rituals, dances and traditions in the welcome ceremony itself. Addressing the young people from a flaming red podium, the Pope spoke of the light and darkness of existence, from the awe-inspiring beauty of creation, of which humanity is the apex, to the wounds and scars in the environment and in our personal lives that indicate something is amiss.
Examples abound, as yourselves know. Among the more prevalent are alcohol and drug abuse, and the exaltation of violence and sexual degradation, often presented through television and the internet as entertainment. I ask myself, could anyone standing face to face with people who actually do suffer violence and sexual exploitation explain that these tragedies portrayed in virtual form are considered merely entertainment?
The Pope repeated his warning against the dangers of relativism that makes experience all important, and he encouraged his young listeners to be witnesses to a vision of life where love endures, where gifts are shared, where unity is built, where freedom finds meaning in truth, and where identity is found in respectful communion. This, he concluded, is the work of the Holy Spirit.
This is a hope held out by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is to bear witness to this reality that you were created anew at baptism and strengthened through the gifts of the Spirit at confirmation. Let this be the message that you bring from Sydney to the world.
It was a message that echoed the catechesis, or learning and sharing sessions, the young people have been attending in nearly 250 locations across the city and in 29 different languages. Sessions centered on the theme of the Holy Spirit and on mission. When the Pope left, this time by way of a more traditional motorcade, most of the young people stayed behind, eager to guzzle some good old Aussie grub and to rock around the clock with the many entertainment groups laid on for the occasion. After all, you're only young once. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.